Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
New York Times bestselling author Dr. Kevin Lehman is on with us on SOS Radio. He writes about relationships. He writes about family. Writes a lot about parenting. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Scott?
I'm great. So let's talk about teenagers. What's been the biggest challenge for you in raising teens?
Well, I think the teenage years are sort of a piece of cake myself. I've raised five of them, but I know it's a tough time for a lot of parents because you really have a perfect storm on your hands in many ways. It's sort of like a Hurricane Sandy in relationships, because part one is you've got kids who are breaking away from family, which is normal. I mean, they're pubescents, they're adolescents. I mean, they're weird. I call them the hormone group. You know, their favorite word is whatever. And you've got that, plus the part that peer pressure plays in their life. And they're growing up in an unraveling culture, but they've been empowered with the iPhone. Technology reigns, which is the new Goliath of the day. And then the third part of that storm is you got parents who are way too busy. They're both working. And it's just very stressful where the parents just throw the towel in and say, well, I guess that's the way kids are.
Now, Kevin, you wrote a book called Have a Happy Family by Friday. In the book, you talk a lot about leadership at home. And a lot of times, you know, our kids are so busy, they have a million activities, and we have work, and we're not always there as much as we want to be, but we want to have some strategy. A lot of times our kids, particularly teenagers, they think they know everything, and we as parents want to have some authority in these relationships. But how do we navigate this when we don't feel like our kids fully respect us?
Well, they have to respect you, obviously. I wrote a leadership book called The Way of the Shepherd, which is a 5-star rated book on Amazon. It's in its, I think, 29th print. And one of the points I make in that book is they don't care what you know unless they know you care. And with kids today, the problem is that most of us as parents are authoritarian-based people. We have grown up with authoritarianism. And again, if you're a person of faith, I'd love to ask you this question. Is God an authoritarian? I'm here to tell you he's not. He doesn't grab us by the scruff of the neck or twist our earlobe or anything of the sort. But most of us as parents rely on authoritarian means. We're going to tell people what to do. Well, I got news for you. The authoritarian parent spurs rebellion in the hearts of kids. But so does the stupid permissive parent that says things like, Brittany, it's 10 o'clock. Have you chosen to go to bed yet? So either extreme produces rebellion. So there's only one way, quite frankly, to bring up a kid, and that's to be the authoritative parent. So back to those weird teenagers, they say things like, get off my case, get out of my life, give me space, chill out, back off, don't have a cow man. Well, that same kid an hour and a half later comes and says, hey, Dad, yeah, can I take the car? I want to go shoot some hoops at Jack's house. Well, I'd love to help you, son, but right now I'm out of your life. Well, what sounds good about that? God didn't put us on this earth to be run over by kids.
We're talking to Dr. Kevin Lehman on SWS Radio today. So what happens when you go through life and your kids push back against your past and they remind you of who you used to be? You know that you've changed, but they're pushing that and using that against you, and you feel like you're being manipulated, and you're just like, yeah, but they have a point. We're going to talk to Kevin about how you deal with that coming up next on SWS Radio.
The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Talking about rebellion with our kids today with Dr. Kevin Lehman on SOS Radio. And when rebellion and entitlement creep into our teenagers' mind, what actually is the best way to address that so it actually goes into their heart?
You got a 15-year-old kid in the house that's really, his grades are dropping off the table, he's getting mouthy. I would get 18 sheets of double-ply toilet paper and leave them connected, and I'd say, Buford, you and I need to have a little talk. And I'd pull out those 18 sheets of toilet paper and look them in the eye, and I would tear them off so I only had 3 segments in hand. And I'd say, you know what? You got 3 more years to live in this prison. And as you know, things are not going well here. As your parent, I'm a little concerned. Your grades have dropped off the shelf. And my own personal belief is you're smoking weed. And this is what I want to tell you. I love you more than life itself. I can't make you do better in school. I can't make you stop running your mouth off. But I sure can set up situations where you're going to figure out that you're going to be a lot better off to sort of roll with the program and be as respectful to your parents as you possibly can. So we need to have a meeting of the mind here, because this isn't working any longer. And if you think that we would ever give the keys to the car to a kid who's not responsible in school and not responsible in the home, you've got another thing coming.
Well, like you were talking about a minute ago, too, there's just an element of shepherding that comes with that leadership role that we have as a parent. I mean, that's what Jesus did it.
Well, you know, the shepherd is more than an interesting concept to me. You know, the shepherd has the rod, and the scripture says they rod and they staff, they comfort me. And a lot of Christian parents think the rod is just to beat the sheep over the head with. I got news for you. If you do that, you're not going to make it in the shepherding industry, are you? Because you're going to beat up your flock. But you use it to guide the sheep. You have to be a good leader. And kids aren't fools. They see how you talk to each other. They see how you are Monday through Saturday. And it has to match up in a kid's mind. I mean, I'm not telling you something you don't know, but kids are bailing out of the church left and right because they see the hypocrisy in the church. And I remind people, Jesus came to this earth to put an end to religion. It's not about rules, it's about relationships. This is book 49 for me, by the way. I mean, after 49 books, you wonder how a book could jump on a bestseller list as soon as it comes out, but it has. And I think it scratches where parents itch, and I think most families aren't happy, and most parents spend their time, you know, being negative and critical with their kids. And one of the best things in this book is a reminder to parents, don't ask your kids questions. Us husbands, I mean, if you're married, I got news for you. You hate questions from your wife. You hate the why word. Well, then why would you ask kids questions when they come home from school? And the other kicker is that you got to understand your kids actually want you to believe in them and affirm them. They don't like it when mom and dad is unhappy. So don't be afraid to get in the kid's face and say, you know what? I'm very unhappy with what just went down here. Turn your back and walk away. Remember, fighting is an act of cooperation.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
Talking about rebellion with our kids today with Dr. Kevin Lehman on SOS Radio. When rebellion and entitlement creep into our teenagers' mind, what actually is the best way to address that so it actually goes into their heart?
You got a 15-year-old kid in the house that's really, his grades are dropping off the table, he's getting mouthy. I would get 18 sheets of double-ply toilet paper and leave them connected, and I'd say, Buford, you and I need to have a little talk. And I'd pull out those 18 sheets of toilet paper and look them in the eye, and I would tear them off so I only had three segments in hand. And I'd say, you know what? You got three more years to live in this prison. And as you know, things are not going well here. Is your parent? I'm a little concerned. Your grades have dropped off the shelf. And my own personal belief is you're smoking weed. And this is what I want to tell you. I love you more than life itself. I can't make you do better in school. I can't make you stop running your mouth off. But I sure can set up situations where you're going to figure out that you're going to be a lot better off to sort of roll with the program and be as respectful to your parents as you possibly can. So we need to have a meeting of the mind here, because this isn't working any longer. And if you think that we would ever give the keys to the car to a kid who's not responsible in school and not responsible in the home, you've got another thing coming.
Well, like you were talking about a minute ago, too, there's just an element of shepherding that comes with that leadership role that we have as a parent. I mean, that's what Jesus did it.
Well, you know, the shepherd is more than an interesting concept to me. You know, the shepherd has the rod, and the scripture says they rod and they staff, they comfort me. And a lot of Christian parents think the rod is just to beat the sheep over the head with. I got news for you. If you do that, you're not going to make it in the shepherding industry, are you? Because you're going to beat up your flock. But you use it to guide the sheep. You have to be a good leader. And kids aren't fools. They see how you talk to each other. They see how you are Monday through Saturday. And it has to match up in a kid's mind. I mean, I'm not telling you something you don't know, but kids are bailing out of the church left and right because they see the hypocrisy in the church. And I remind people, Jesus came to this earth to put an end to religion. It's not about rules, it's about relationships. This is book 49 for me, by the way. I mean, after 49 books, you wonder how a book could jump on a bestseller list as soon as it comes out, but it has. And I think it scratches where parents itch, and I think most families aren't happy, and most parents spend their time, you know, being negative and critical with their kids. And one of the best things in this book is a reminder to parents, don't ask your kids questions. us husbands, I mean, if you're married, I got news for you. You hate questions from your wife. You hate the why word. Well, then why would you ask kids questions when they come home from school? And the other kicker is that you got to understand your kids actually want you to believe in them and affirm them. They don't like it when mom and dad is unhappy. So don't be afraid to get in the kid's face and say, you know what? I'm very unhappy with what just went down here. Turn your back and walk away. Remember, fighting is an act of cooperation.
Oh, that's good. We're talking to Dr. Kevin Lehman today on SOS Radio, and I like what you said a few minutes ago. You can have a happy kid by Friday if you reach for imperfection. I'm Scott on SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.